local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5. Of course, the latest on Florence coming up with Dr. Bill. Four other tropical weather areas just in the Atlantic Basin. How about this? A tropical weather system's already hit a part of the United States in the last 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah, everybody forgot about Olivia out there in the Pacific and its impact on Hawaii. Get that and a whole lot more to talk about with Dr. Bill coming up. He'll get our local forecast in just a minute. 90 for a high today, sitting at 72 now with traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No accidents and light traffic coming in for the Eastern Shore. From Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort across the Bayway in downtown. For the 65 split and heading northbound up towards Saraland, no delays. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets start at only $60. Home schedule includes Alabama State plus Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com. Fine Bob, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. They didn't need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't never play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team.
Kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
End of the conversation.
608 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. And Hurricane Florence has been downgraded a little bit in strength, well, in category size, but maybe not total impact on the coast. Hurricane Florence now forecast to make landfall as a Category 2 hurricane. Official landfall maybe as a strong Category 1, meaning official landfall when the eye actually touches the landmass, even though it'll be impacting for way before that. As this storm is slow moving, of course, its impacts are going to be long felt on the coast. Big rainfall totals still predicted here. Widespread flash flooding, storm surges. They said to bring catastrophic flooding to the coastline may dump as much as 40 inches of rain in North Carolina alone. Rainfall could be historic and flooding unprecedented. Storm right now centered 335 miles southeast of Wilmington, North Carolina, moving northwest at 16 miles an hour. Air National Guards from Alaska, California, and New York have all gathered at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, where they remain ready to respond as support of the joint team that's quickly assembling to assist areas that will be impacted by Hurricane Florence. More on this and detail coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, tropical weather expert. We'll do that at 6:35. Let's check headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. With thousands of people evacuating cities and counties and states before Hurricane Florence touches down, you can donate to their relief efforts. The American Red Cross is opening shelters, and they have a list on their website. You can also make a monetary donation, with the minimum donation being $10. Now, you can follow the Red Cross on social media at Red Cross. Here's one of their most recent tweets. We are on the ground helping prepare for Hurricane Florence. More than 1,600 people spent last night in 36 Red Cross and community shelters in South Carolina and North Carolina. If you'd like to donate, again, they have a website, they have social media, and they would love for your assistance. Talladega Super Speedway, now an option for evacuees as they race to get away from Hurricane Florence. A portion of the track's campgrounds, including hot showers and restroom facilities, as well as water hookups in some areas, will be offered free to evacuees looking for temporary shelter. The Super Speedway is located just off I-20 between Atlanta and Birmingham. Evacuation orders are in place for South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia. The storm is set to make landfall sometime between today and Saturday. So here's what's welcome. Campers, trailers, and vehicles, all welcome. RV and tent camping is available. The racetrack wants you to know, though, that there are no electrical hookups, but dump stations are available. And if you have a pet, they must be on leashes while at the property. Livestock is not allowed. For more information, you can call 256-362-2261. The campgrounds will open this morning at 9 a.m. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by three-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A former youth soccer coach was arrested this week accused of sexually abusing a child. 48-year-old James Ackerman coached for the Mobile United Soccer Club as recently as a year ago. He turned himself into Mobile Metro Jail Monday after a warrant was issued. The president of Mobile United says Ackerman has coached for years with the organization, last year for boys ages 17, 18, and 19. Ackerman has since been released from jail. A woman injured in an early morning apartment fire Tuesday has died. The 68-year-old woman was in her Knollwood apartment when the fire started. Mobile Fire Rescue says it happened about 5 in the morning. The victim was rushed to the hospital with severe burns and smoke inhalation. They ruled that fire an accident. A man will remain in Baldwin County Jail after he was accused of trying to steal a $350,000 boat from the Orange Beach Marina. William Shelton told a judge Wednesday the charges are the product of overzealous investigators who had trumped up charges against him in the past. Shelton is accused of taking the 36-foot luxury boat from Orange Beach Marina Sunday after skipping out on a bar tab at a marina restaurant. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Good morning, quarter after six here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the majors on Wednesday, the Atlanta Braves won their fifth game in a row and completed a three-game sweep over San Francisco with a 2-1 win. Braves held San Francisco to 3 runs in the 3 games. For the Giants, it was an 11th straight loss, their worst run since the team moved to San Francisco, and the longest for the franchise since 1951. Braves are very close to clinching the NL East division. Magic number for winning that division is now down to 10 games. The Washington Nationals also won their fifth game in a row and completed a sweep of the Philadelphia Phillies with a 5-1 win. In some other games, Milwaukee is only one game behind the Cubs after the Brewers beat Chicago 5-1. Houston beat Detroit 5-4. Oakland scored 10 runs in the third inning, the only runs of the game, crushing Baltimore 10-0. The LA Dodgers beat Cincinnati 8-1. Colorado beat Arizona 5-4. Boston got a win over Toronto 1-0. That was their 100th win of the season. And the last time the Red Sox reached 100 wins was 1946.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That was
back
when Ted Williams was playing, and I think you were also on the team, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you were just saying? You remember that? But Ted Williams returned from World War II, and the Red Sox won 100 games that year. And the Minnesota Twins topped the Yankees 3-1. And I wanted to say congratulations to Mobile Bay Bears general manager Chris Morgan. Chris was voted the Executive of the Year for the Southern League. Chris took over as the Bay Bears GM in 2014 after 16 years as the Director of Game Ops at the Senior Bowl. He's also a good friend of FM Talk 106.5, so congratulations again to Chris Morgan. Some more games this weekend in college football have been canceled or postponed due to the arrival of Hurricane Florence. On Wednesday, South Carolina canceled Saturday's game against Marshall. Gamecocks said they'll look to add a 12th game later in the season. Southern Miss at Appalachian State has been postponed. Both schools are exploring options to reschedule. Yesterday, we reported that the West Virginia, NC State, ECU Virginia Tech, and UCF North Carolina games that were scheduled for Saturday also were canceled. And one cool thing, as they've done before, Charlotte Motor Speedway, Atlanta Motor Speedway, and Talladega are all making their campgrounds available for evacuees fleeing the storm.
Oh, good.
Evacuees will have access to restroom and shower facilities on site at each track. Very cool. In some SEC news, Texas A&M starting linebacker Anthony Hines III will miss the rest of the 2018 season after suffering a leg injury in the Aggies' 28-26 loss to Clemson on Saturday. 6'3", 230-pound Hines was an SEC all-freshman team pick last season. A&M hosts Louisiana Monroe on Saturday night at Kyle Field. Another NFL first-round draft pick will get his first start at quarterback this Sunday. Buffalo Bills have named rookie Josh Allen as the team's starting quarterback over Nathan Peterman for their Week 2 game against the Los Angeles Chargers. Peterman started last week's 47-3 loss to Baltimore before getting replaced by Allen in the second half. Allen was the 7th overall pick in this year's NFL draft. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers gave some clarity on the leg injury that he suffered in Sunday night's come-from-behind victory over the Chicago Bears. Rodgers said his knee is only sprained, but that he's been pretty sore since Sunday night. Rodgers was held out of practice on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, I want to play, obviously, but just taking it one day at a time, see how it feels tomorrow, and see how it feels Friday, Saturday, and then hopefully ready to go Sunday.
And ESPN's Adam Schefter reported yesterday that L.A. Chargers defensive end Joey Bosa has a bone bruise and is not expected to play Sunday versus Buffalo. Schefter added that Bosa could possibly miss more than 1 week. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. Also, wanted to talk to you about LinkedIn. If you're a small business owner, you already know that the right hire can really make an impact on your business. You could post to job boards and hope that you'll find the right person for your job. But if you think about it, how often are you checking those job boards? Why trust a chance when you could post your job to a place where people go every day to grow professionally and explore new job opportunities? And 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there. I'm talking about LinkedIn. 9 out of 10 LinkedIn members are open to new opportunities, and most are not visiting job boards. You can only reach them on LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets potential candidates based on insights from their behavior on LinkedIn and rich profile data that you can't find on a resume, like their skills, recommendations, interests, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours, so your job gets in front of the right people. That's why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. It's the best way to find the person who will help you grow your business. Right now, if you hurry to LinkedIn.com/WAVH, you'll get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WAVH. Save $50 right now. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
Football is fast, and so is the Fast Start Sale at McConnell Buick GMC. Quick, Google McConnellAutomotive.com and find amazing deals for the first half of the month. Right now, the GMC Sierra has savings of over $11,000. Over $11,000! Check it out for yourself. Go online right now, McConnellAutomotive.com. There are too many great deals to mention, so quick, type in McConnellAutomotive.com and find out just how much you can save today. GMC, we are professional grade.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue in a smooth ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. From the 1065 split through Mobile now, Spring Hill Avenue, Airport, Dolphin, and 65 all running smooth. Just watch for the school buses on the way in this morning. How do you like to make a career move? Need a part-time job? Come to the job fair at the Grand Hotel, Golf Resort, and Spa in Point Clear, Monday, September 17th from 10 to 7. You can go online at phcresorts.com to fill out an application. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5. Talk to Dr. Bill about our forecast for today, tomorrow, and the weekend ahead. We'll have some influence from Florence, not from the wet side of it, but actually the dry side of the storm. He'll explain that. Also, the Hawaiian Islands, state of Hawaii, first on Maui, then on Lanai, getting the impacts of Olivia, Tropical Storm Olivia. So even before Florence makes landfall in the U.S., Olivia did yesterday in the Hawaiian Islands. We'll talk more about that with Dr. Bill. All right, 6:22, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Hurricane Florence is set to impact hundreds of thousands of families. Even though residents here in Alabama are breathing a sigh of relief, many are helping those in need. Governor Kay Ivey's office has announced that one mobile communication site vehicle, one Alabama Emergency Management Agency staff member, and one mobile county responder are all on their way to a staging area in North Carolina. The state is considering also to send additional resources like a nurse strike team, emergency operations center personnel, damage assessment teams, and debris management personnel, mental health professionals, volunteer services personnel, and electrical line maintenance crews. Governor says she has spoken with both governors of North and South Carolina and says, quote, taking the necessary precautions ahead of time and having all hands on deck to respond is of the utmost importance. Alabama stands ready to help. A most wanted suspect right here in the Port City has been arrested after authorities discovered him hiding in a closet. Now, this is the case that Police Chief Lawrence Batiste called, quote, one of the most cold crimes in this community in the last 5 to 10 years. 21-year-old Emmanuel Devon McAlpine was taken into police custody in Dixon Mills on Wednesday. He's wanted in the Chevron gas station shooting from late July on Sage Avenue, where three people were shot. A canine with the Mobile County Sheriff's Office found the 21-year-old inside of a concealed compartment inside of a closet. He did comply, but did suffer minor puncture wounds to his head and arms, which were consistent when the canine unit responds. He was treated on the scene, transported to the hospital, and headed straight to Metro Jail. He is charged with 3 counts of attempted murder and 1 count of first-degree robbery. He was on bond for a second-degree assault charge at the time of the robbery. He has also been previously charged with domestic violence and third-degree attempt to elude police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
625 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you here. Captain Bobby joins us too at 7:50 for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Get Dr. Bill in here in just about 10 minutes to talk more about our weekend weather and, of course, Hurricane Florence, now a Category 2, but still a very powerful storm. He'll give us details coming up shortly. And speaking of hurricanes, so I saw something that I said, Well, good for them. It was a trend here. Started in North Carolina, survival hacks ahead of Hurricane Florence. And this started trending on Facebook and then on Twitter some. And usually when you see, with all deference to people in our business and media and news, will say, here's some tips for avoiding hurricane troubles. And they list, I guess it's good. If somebody moved from Schenectady, New York or Iowa, I got to be fair, and moved here, they don't know the things we know.
Right.
Same thing. There could be some kind of winter weather that I could move up there and not know about. So I understand what they're doing. But sometimes we eye roll a little bit here. Mm-hmm. If you lived along the Gulf Coast, you go, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to have water. I know that.
It does help me when the anchor or whoever is talking about this puts a disclaimer on the front. And they say, now I know most people here know what we're talking about.
It just makes me chill. Feel better. I like that. Yeah. I like that. When they do that, they just at least get a little nod of the head to you that they know. But so I saw this thing coming out of North Carolina. And I saw some new things.
Really?
I saw some new things.
That's hard for me to believe.
You know, so yesterday, I was talking about, because Kelly had asked, what tips would you give people? And I was just talking about how we used to freeze water and the old milk jugs and all that. So this, and this is something people probably had a lot of laying around the house. If you're looking, not for us, but if you had a storm incoming, use Ziploc bags to freeze your water in.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. And you can stack a lot of those in the freezer, get a lot, make sure you fill everything up. Don't have a lot of wasted space.
That's something I've not thought about.
So Ziploc bags full of water, use those as your blocks. I use these Tupperware container things to freeze like blocks, like ingots of ice. Also, they said they fill your bathtub with water. Yeah, stuff we know. But then they get a couple tips I thought were real interesting. Number one, solar powered lights. You can get them at the hardware stores. You can get them at the Harbor Freight. You can get them, you put them in your yard. It says take those, buy those. During the day, you lose power.
Keep them
so in the days after, you take them outside, let them charge up, bring them inside at night and light your house. It's pretty good.
Yeah, another smart.
That's smart. Yeah, that's one I had not thought of.
Survival
and then
hack.
Just, I went down and sandbagged our place at Dolphin Island before Gordon, because we have a lower level, we're built on the ground there, and I had sandbagged to get ready for the possibility of getting some water in the garage portion of the house, which did not happen. But you start filling sandbags, you're working.
Yeah.
You're working hard, especially when you got to go one area for the sand and come back.
Your back lets you know.
Exactly. How about this? This hack, take garbage bags, then fill them a third of the way with water and hang them from the bottom of your outside doors. They act like sandbags, and you don't have to have any sand.
That's great stuff.
Yeah, so there are some good hacks out here. I'll put the link up in a second.
Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Two suspects are wanted this morning after an armed robbery in Theodore. Surveillance video shows a man and woman enter the Purple Cow gas station about 2 in the morning, September 10th. The woman is dressed in all black with a Chicago Bulls hat on. Her accomplice wearing a purple hoodie. At one point in the video, a bandana he was wearing fell off his face, giving a clear view. Police hope someone can identify the thieves. More than 10 million people in three states are now under storm warnings or watches as Hurricane Florence moves towards the Carolina coast. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey sending members of the State Emergency Management Agency to help with Hurricane Florence response. So far, medical, electrical, and damage assessment teams plus volunteers are headed to North Carolina. NAS Pensacola has taken in some extra planes that need to get out of Florence's way. Officials say they have around 50 planes from Navy bases in South Carolina and Virginia. One of those flying in was the commanding officer of NAS Oceana in Virginia Beach, Eric Stinson.
I have a wife and two elementary school age kids, so I'm worried about how they're doing, fortunately.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not.
Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her.
Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
Is there a family dispute? 285171.
No, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
FM Talk 106.5. This is your kind of station. Your views, your opinions, your money. We're all about what's important to you. Local, informative, with your attitude. And we believe this is a great environment to advertise your business. We have thousands of listeners who should be your customers. If you're interested in advertising to a large group of 35 to 64-year-old Gulf Coast residents who share your ideas, we're the perfect vehicle for you. Hi, this is Bill Roth, Director of Sales for FM Talk 106.5, and I'd welcome the opportunity to speak with you about increasing your business. Please give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, and we'll discuss how FM Talk 106.5 can help your business win big. That number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're talk radio on crystal clear digital FM stereo at 106.5, and we can help your business succeed.
The National Hurricane Center says the outer rain bands of Hurricane Florence are bearing down on the coast of North Carolina now. Meteorologist Pedram Javahari tells us there will be deadly storm surges of ocean water.
The number one weather killers, of course, become storm surge, with a storm that essentially fails to move along and sits there right on the coast and continues to really batter this region by pumping quite a bit of water right into the bays, the inlets, and the coastal communities from the Cape down towards the Hatteras region. And again, 9 to 13 feet, that's what we're expecting across some regions.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote today to send Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination to the full Senate, but Democrats on the committee are expected to request a one-week delay, which will likely be granted under committee rules. The two Democratic candidates for New York governor both say they're confident heading into today's primary. Governor Andrew Cuomo is 41 points ahead in the polls against challenger Cynthia Nixon, the former Sex and the City star. Stock futures are higher on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The majority of U.S. companies in China say they are hurting from the escalating U.S.-China trade spat, reporting increased costs, lower profits, and stepped-up scrutiny. The American Chamber of Commerce in China polled more than 430 U.S. companies operating in the country, providing the first detailed look at how President Trump's trade fight has harmed business. According to the poll, U.S. firms are feeling whiplash from both sides as they sell and make goods in China, with Washington's border tax increase and Beijing's counterpunch hurting more than 60% of businesses. The Me Too movement is coming to the Golden Arches. McDonald's workers have voted to stage a one-day strike next Tuesday at some of the company's restaurants in 10 cities in hopes of pressuring management to take stronger steps against on-the-job sexual harassment. Crude oil is sharply lower, down $1.02 at $69.35 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher after stocks closed mixed yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence,
protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So many eyes now on coastal Carolina, Virginia coast as well, with the possible impacts of Florence, something that they could, I guess they could be feeling it as early as right now.
Oh, yeah. Some of the outer bands now will be affecting the coast. It's only a couple hundred miles so offshore, so that's within the size of that storm circulation. It has decreased a bit in intensity, highest winds around 110 miles per hour, but it's a much larger storm, and it really expanded during the eye wall replacement cycle that we talked about yesterday. It also has, there's been some erosion of the southern portion of the storm, particularly getting into the eye wall, and that's mainly because that there was some shearing from winds from the south. And that also may be responsible for the slight decrease in intensity. But it will be moving onshore either late tonight or tomorrow. And right now the best bet is somewhere near the border between North Carolina and South Carolina. It's going to make a more of a westerly turn. It'll slow down, make a more westerly turn, cross into South Carolina tomorrow, and then move on through South Carolina tomorrow and Saturday. And of course it'll be decreasing, become a depression, and then very slowly move into North Georgia and then turn to the north and head on up into the Midwest. So it's going to take a long and slow track, particularly across South Carolina. That means a lot of rain for the Carolinas and even on up into Virginia and into the Appalachian Mountains. The storm surge, even though it's considered a category 2 now, usually a storm that has had a higher level, like in this case a category 4, it will tend to push water onshore more equivalent to the category 4 storm. And so we should see some pretty high levels there of perhaps 13 feet or maybe even more than that in some areas.
Yeah, I remember, I mean, just to put it in perspective, because I saw a lot of posts on social media, people say, ah, well, the forecasters had it, we're talking about this 4, now it's just a 2. Well, first of all, just a 2. I want to point that out. But also, what you're talking about, isn't that similar to what happened here with Katrina, where Katrina did lose strength as it made landfall, but the surge was still like it was when it was that monster in the middle of the Gulf?
That's right. It was a Category 5 out on the Gulf, and even though it decreased in intensity, and of course the storm expanded in size, but even though the wind velocity dropped a bit, it pushed water more equivalent to a Category 5, so that we saw a storm surge of 20 to perhaps near 30 feet in some areas. So it was incredible, the storm surge that went with Katrina.
All right, so that's kind of the same idea here. While it is a 2 now, it was just a 4, and it's going to carry some of the trappings of a Category 4 storm.
That's right. And then the other big factor, of course, is going to be the rain. In fact, that it's going to slow down and make a slow track on into South Carolina. And being that it's a very large storm now, it's going to spread a lot of rain over the Carolinas and neighboring states.
Okay, a lot of rain. I've heard the numbers have, you know, varied. Obviously, they're going to vary with the timing of the storm and all that. But when I hear 20 inches of rain, let alone some of the reports that say as much as 30 or 40 inches of rain, I hate to throw away around the cliche unprecedented, because it's not unprecedented, but it is massive. I mean, that's insane.
And let's just say certainly double-digit rains, whether it's 10, 20, 30 inches, whatever. That's a lot of rain and for that area of the country. And with the Appalachian Mountains also participating in this rainfall, because the air must lift lies up over the mountains, and that lifting increases the rainfall production, and all that's got to go back to the sea. So down through the streams heading through the Carolinas, you're going to have some serious problems.
Yeah, that's the other part of it that we get being a coastal community like this, but we don't have the elevation change that they do as quickly. But that rain coming back down the rivers, like the Cape Fear River and a whole bunch of other rivers there, it'll be stopped up to some degree as well from the higher water levels from the Atlantic, correct?
That's right, and the storm may be over on the coast, but here comes the water from the Appalachian Mountains.
Wow.
So you got a prolonged situation. We still have quite a bit of activity across the tropics. Of course, way out in the far eastern Atlantic is Helene. That's no problem. It's moving to the north. Isaac has continued to decrease in intensity, and it looks like it's going to be eventually just a tropical wave as it moves across the Caribbean. There are some of the models that show that it could re-intensify in the western Caribbean. That we'll have to see, because it'll be quite a few days before it reaches that area. Even a new storm formed, Joyce, up over the central Atlantic. It's a tropical storm. That's going to be no threat to any area. It'll eventually, well, turn to the northeast and head on up toward the British Isles. And also, we've been looking at this disturbance in the northwest Caribbean around Yucatan. It has now moved into the western Gulf of Mexico. It could become a depression before making landfall in South Texas, and it's going to be a big rain producer in that area.
Y'all remember when it was so very, very quiet this hurricane season, and Dr. Bill told us, just hold on. And
right now, there's no room for any additional storm. It's pretty crowded.
They're in line. They're like, they can't get in. No room.
Take a number.
Fire marshal has shut down the tropics right now because it's too full. And also in the Pacific, we had Olivia.
We're getting hit on the other side too. And this is an unusual storm because it sort of came in from the northeast, but they generally do not. I guess they're rare anyway to make it all the way to the Hawaiian Islands. But this is a tropical storm, and it's affecting most of the eastern islands of the Hawaiian chain.
They're working overtime in the tropical weather departments for sure. Y'all are busy. Okay, let's talk about today, tomorrow, and the weekend. And you had said maybe we'll have some beneficial effects from Florence here for our weekend weather.
Yeah, we were hopeful for some dry air, but it doesn't look like we're going to get the dry air. We will see a reduction in thunderstorm activity. Today, though, look for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. That's going to be a very warm day, up to about 92 degrees, and that's getting a bit above normal. Now we're starting to see the records for this state in the mid-90s, so we get to 92. We're getting close. Tonight, there's a slight chance of an evening thunderstorm, a low tonight in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, again, afternoon thunderstorms, but more sunshine tomorrow, and again into the low 90s. And we're looking at a heat index that's going to be anywhere from 100 to 105 for today and tomorrow. So it's getting kind of warm. As we look to the weekend, things improve. It'll be mostly sunny on Saturday, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm, but temperatures are going to be into the low 90s, and they're just sunny on Sunday in the low 90s, but we will not see real dry air, so it's going to be a bit uncomfortable with the heat index over the weekend getting over 100.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with us right here on FM Talk 106.5, exclusively on FM Talk 106.5 and FMTalk1065.com. By the way, too, I've been looking at the marine forecast, thought about slipping offshore this weekend. With that change, Dr. Bill, earlier, like a day ago, it looked really pretty good by Saturday, Sunday, because you had dominant north winds laying down the Gulf. They were talking about 1 foot seas, now back to about 2 foot seas, two to three on Saturday, twos on Sunday, although the bay looks good. Maybe a weekend to get out on the water. Speaking of which, we'll find out where to go from Captain Bobby Abrascato just about an hour from right now. Time to check headlines. Here is Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident now at Spring Hill and Western Drive. Also, we've got one Highway 90 and Theodore Dawes Road right in the middle of the roadway with injuries. And state troopers are now working a new accident at Lot McCrary. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. Call 776-1006 and see them at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Dalton Norwood with FM Talk 106.5, sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, you were just telling me about this really cool machine that you guys have now called a top dresser. What is a top dresser?
Well, Dalton, a top dresser is a machine that golf courses and sports turf professionals have been using for a long time. It's a fantastic machine that provides a fantastic service, and we've just been looking forever for one that we can use on residential lawns. What it essentially does is puts out a thin layer of sand and compost, or a combination of both, over the lawn, and it smooths out the lawn so it's not as bumpy. It mows well. It helps with compaction. It helps with drainage. It just helps in a number of ways. I'm real excited that we can provide this service now, and I think virtually every lawn in our area can benefit from it.
That's great. And if somebody would like to contact you and get in touch with you and have the crew come out and work on their yard a little bit, how can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call, 626-3309, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's Sid Sexton with Sexton Lawn and Landscaping.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
645 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you here. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Oh, by the way, too, on the Twitter feed, and maybe we'll have a chance to talk about these stories some more, you'll see that Cameron Smith and I going back and forth about a conversation we had on the midday show yesterday about the National Flood Insurance Program. Now, this is something that in the weeks after Florence, you'll be hearing discussion of. We were talking about it yesterday. Actually, been talking about it in the past as well. I also linked through a story from the Wall Street Journal this morning. Here's a stat for you. Thousands of homes in Hurricane Florence's path lack flood insurance. Yeah.
Lots of worried people.
Big time. Just a little bit here. Fewer homeowners in North and South Carolina own flood insurance than 5 years ago. Less than before, signaling many won't have access to ready cash if they need to rebuild after Hurricane Florence. We'll give you more on that coming up in just a little bit. Also, we'll check in with Dr. Bill and sports with Dalton first. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Governor Kay Ivey is repeating once again that she has not seen nor received an invitation to an upcoming candidate forum with her opponent. The League of Women Voters of Alabama says they sent out invitations last month via U.S. mail an email for a nonpartisan forum with Ivy, the Republican candidate, and the Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox. Tuesday and Wednesday, the governor said, once again, I have not seen that invitation yet. I have not made a decision on that. The president of the League of Women Voters of Alabama says that the invitations were extended August the 22nd, and the group asked candidates to respond by September the 7th. Maddox responded, Ivy did not. The invite only being sent, she says, after the governor was quoted as saying, the only people interested in a forum are her opponent and the Democratic Party. Now, the group says both candidates and the chair of their respective political parties were sent invites, but does acknowledge that Governor Ivey, quote, is a busy lady. She's got layers of assistants that help her. She's already announced several times in different ways she was not interested in a debate. The League of Women Voters says that they invite candidates to input their own information and a photo, and they ask 5 questions of the candidates. They do strongly encourage the governor to participate, saying, quote, it's the only opportunity for the people of Alabama to compare her face to face with her opponent and provide them the information they need to make an informed decision. And should the governor change her mind, a forum could still happen. If you need a job, there's a job fair happening today. It is free from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3662 Dolphin Street, Suite B. You need to interview and be ready. Dress professionally, bring a copy of your resume and 2 forms of ID. Once you arrive, check it on Facebook. As you get to the job fair, and you're entered to win a $25 Visa card. Again, the job fair from 9 to 4 p.m. today. Good luck. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 6:49 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves won their 5th game in a row and completed a 3-game sweep over San Francisco with a 2-1 win. The Braves held San Francisco to 3 runs in 3 games. For the Giants, it was an 11th straight loss, the worst run since the team moved to San Francisco, and the longest losing streak for the franchise since 1951. Braves are now very close to clinching the NL East division. Magic number for winning the division is now 10 games. The Washington Nationals also won their 5th game in a row and completed a sweep of the Philadelphia Phillies with a 5-1 win. In some other games, Milwaukee is only 1 game behind the Cubs after the Brewers beat Chicago 5-1. Houston beat Detroit 5-4. Oakland scored 10 runs in the 3rd inning, the only runs of the game, crushing Baltimore 10-0. The LA Dodgers beat Cincinnati 8-1. Colorado got a win over Arizona 5-4. Boston beat Toronto 1-0, picking up their 100th win of the season. Last time the Red Sox reached 100 wins was back in 1946. And the Minnesota Twins topped the Yankees 3-1. Congratulations to Mobile Bay Bears general manager Chris Morgan. Chris was voted the Executive of the Year for the Southern League. Chris took over as the Bay Bears GM in 2014 after 16 years as the Director of Game Ops at the Senior Bowl. He's also a good friend of the radio station, us here at FM Talk 106.5. So congratulations again to Chris Morgan. Some more games this weekend in college football have been canceled or postponed due to the arrival of Hurricane Florence. On Wednesday, South Carolina canceled Saturday's game against Marshall. The Gamecocks said they'll look to add a 12th game later in the season. Southern Miss at Appalachian State has also been postponed. Both schools are exploring options to reschedule. Yesterday, we reported that the West Virginia, NC State, ECU Virginia Tech, and UCF North Carolina games that were scheduled for Saturday also were canceled. And one cool thing, as they've done before, Charlotte Motor Speedway, Atlanta Motor Speedway, and Talladega Super Speedway are all making their campgrounds available for evacuees that are fleeing the storm. Evacuees will have access to restroom and shower facilities on site at each track. In some SEC news, Texas A&M starting linebacker Anthony Hines III will now miss the rest of the 2018 season after suffering a leg injury in the Aggies' 28-26 loss to Clemson on Saturday. 6'3", 230-pound Hines was an SEC all-freshman team pick last season. A&M hosts Louisiana Monroe on Saturday night at Kyle Field. An NFL first-round draft pick will get his first start at quarterback this Sunday. Buffalo Bills have named rookie Josh Allen as the team's starting quarterback over Nathan Peterman for their Week 2 game against the Los Angeles Chargers. Peterman started last week's 47-3 loss to Baltimore before getting replaced by Allen in the second half. Allen was the 7th overall pick in this year's NFL draft. And Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers gave some clarity on the leg injury that he suffered in Sunday night's come-from-behind victory over the Chicago Bears. Rodgers said his knee is only sprained, but that he's been pretty sore since Sunday night. He was held out of practice on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, I want to play, obviously, but you're just taking it one day at a time, see how it feels tomorrow, and, you know, see how it feels Friday, Saturday, and then hopefully you're ready to go Sunday.
6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, state troopers on the scene of an accident now at Lot McCrary. Also, other accidents now. Mobile Police Department without injuries at 90 and Theodore Dawes. Also, Spring Hill and Western Drive as we've got light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. Coming up Saturday, November 17th this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Taste exotic cuisine, enjoy entertainment, and shop for special treasures. See them at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
At 6:55, FM Talk 106.5. Do you make your bed every morning? If you do, I mean, you and I can't because we, our wives would be made up in them. But I'll give you some stats about bed makers coming up very, very soon. Now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Six companies are advancing as finalists in the Alabama Launchpad Startup Competition moves on, and the port city is being well represented. So the Economic Development Partnership of Alabama, which sponsors the event, announced the finalists, and 24 startups from across the state submitted their application to compete in this round of competition. And 21 of them met the criteria. So startups are competing in one of two tracks, concept stage for entrepreneurs, launching businesses, and seed stage for businesses accelerating growth. And a big congrats goes to MD Mobile Care of Mobile, which provides chronic care and transitional care management services to patients discharged from a hospital. The judges will select a concept startup to receive up to $50,000 cash investment and a seed startup to receive up to $100,000 cash investment at the finale, which will be held September the 27th in Huntsville. Happening tonight, Wind Creek Casino and Hotel at Moore and the annual Girls Just Want to Have Fun fundraiser. This is the 12th year, and this benefits the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Mobile. It's tonight from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at Mobile Government Plaza. This is an evening for the ladies 21 years of age and older, and boy, are you in for a treat. They're going to have McTeenies, manicures, makeover shopping, and more. You can purchase tickets at the door or online. If you have more questions, call 251-694-6873. Remember, girls just want to have fun. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
So I've heard, right? 657 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Thursday style. So new poll out there looked at the difference between bed makers and non-bed makers. Six stats from the survey that stood out to me. Number one, bed makers have more grown-up fun time than non-bed makers. About three times a week on average compared to twice a week for people who don't make their bed daily.
Very interesting.
Bed makers have more friends, according to the stats here. They're more likely to say they have three or more close friends. Bed makers are more likely to say they are a morning person and less likely to hit the snooze button. On average, they wake up 16 minutes earlier than the non-bed makers. Well, that's because they have to make the bed, right?
You do a lot in 16 minutes.
So as I said, if you like rock music and watch Seinfeld, you're more likely to be a non-bed maker. Bed makers enjoy jazz more and watch shows like House Hunters. And by the way, too, they gave you this stat. Bed makers will judge you for not making your bed. 42% said if they were dating someone who did not make their bed, it would be a turnoff. So there you go. There you go, bed makers. Coming right back, hour number two.